Hello, this is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining, allowing me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live archives, requesting an energy reading and healing. Hope you're having a wonderful moment in your world. Gee, I feel like it's been a long time since I connected with you as live at this Ninja Intuitive. That where I am in this linear time flow, I just want to share is that the first week of October 4, 2019. Geez, we are getting into the season of harvest. Oh, gee, the summer, you know, where I am located was so long, heated days and night. And finally, last night, I could find the change of this moment through the air coming in and smells different. Finally, how about you? It's very nice to notice that little change, but that gives us a clue that, hey, changed. That's what one of the dynamic relationship to the world around us. So lovely to pay attention to tiny things that captured your attention. Life seems to be created with these such a small things come and go and piles and piles in each moment. So let us enjoy this. Something is getting our attention and bringing the information as some newness. And remember to give that meaning, reflecting what's within us. We are the creator of the meaning and meaning giver to this moment by moment. Today's focus I'd like to give is begin always with self-love and acceptance. Begin always with love, self-love, and acceptance. And at the end of the show, I'd like to give that intuitive reading I've been taking off for a while. I'd like to use our 3 minutes together to deliver the energy inside to those who request it for the intuitive reading. Today's pick is from Love Life. Love Life. If you're listening to the podcast ending at the first segment for the first 15 minutes, please check that link for the next segment at the description so that you can come to join for the next chapter segment. And if you're listening the whole show, and please join to get your ideal feeling, energy feeling ready to being part of this energy of oneness to help one another boost our personal power to create a better end. So first off, I am so excited to do the conscious breathing together, connecting as one. How do we do is to intake in all the air from the nose and to keep it in our body entirely from the chest, lungs, and to the stomach, and circulate all this air, new energy, entire body, and even to bring it into blood and circulate all the system with the new energy as to rejuvenating, refreshing our beingness, and let that out slowly from the mouth along with the no longer serving whatever the sense of self, way of being, event, people, memories, whatever that no longer serving your new next step here now. We do this 3 times with eyes open, wide awake. So if you have something to sip in handy, I have a coffee here. It'll be really helpful to give our body signal that to notice where we are in physical. Unless otherwise, we sometimes in older time go everywhere. Our mind is still thinking about the yesterday or the over the weekend or a month ago, week ago, or years ago, connecting to a past memory. Or maybe thinking about what's for lunch, what's for dinner, what's tomorrow, or next weekend, or next vacation, or holiday season. So, you know, our mind flexibly going everywhere in linear time. And we are here now physically. So idea is to align physical body here now, and the mind, and then the feeding, so that we can realigning to the sense of self here, 0 point, with the breath and all the cells, biological cells, non-physical energy here now as one whole person, you to breathe in and out. Ooh, I'm having a goosebumps. So we do it together and then connecting self. And in the feel the energy of oneness, being part of the universe, being part of the mutual intention, that actually using our human gift to connect and support one another, that is power. So let us use our human benefit to connect doing it, to support one another for this realigning. In other words, meditation or mindfulness states alignment quickly, practically. So let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go 2, 3. Hold it in your stomach. Keep it, circulate it, and slowly from the mouth. One more time. Counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go 2 and 3. Hold it. Keep it. The last one. with a silence. This time, let us use a vocal, your voice, when we let that energy no longer serving everything out with the sound of saying it. And then when we do so, our ears capturing that sound, letting it out, so it's more powerful, noticing and recognizing that energy, non-visible energy, is we are releasing with this breath, saying the sound of I is that proof that you are letting all that out from your being and system. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for joining conscious breathing exercise. Be current here now. This is June Universe. Whew, how you feel now, before and after? I feel my chest open, heart chakra is wide open. That's what I'm noticing. Isn't this a wonderful three times deep breathing that allows us to shift immediately, and we can do it anytime? The point is that when we can be mind to do this simple thing, sometimes that simple thing is the hardest to do it, even if we know that it works. So ideal to come here each week, joining me and each of us, to remind ourselves to breathe deeper. I have a message that I receive messages that listening during the lunch break or at the office or during the driving, wherever you are at, and listening and joining. I'm so grateful that my voice is connecting you and each of our moments to support realigning sense of self, yourself. And if you're listening before closing your eyes, it is so ideal to breathe in and out. If you want to do that, you can close your eyes and to align it before getting into sleeping state. So that would help to wake up refreshing sense of self to start a new day. And it would be lovely that if you can let me know how you will use together energy by sending me an email, juneuniversenow@gmail.com, juneuniversenow@gmail.com, or over a Facebook personal message or Instagram. Oh, we do have an Instagram, juneuniverse. So I would like to talk about today's focus. Begin always with self-love and acceptance. Moving to the second segment. I see you there. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. Check the link from the description. Bye. Welcome back. So this segment, I would like to give my focus on begin always with self-love and acceptance. Begin always with self-love and acceptance. I love this reminder that when we are so dedicated to a conscious creation, full of attention into wholehearted wishes or goals or what you like to experience, and we become so harsh to ourselves sometimes that overestimating our abilities, and we get so frustrated over our performance or achievement or the actuality of actuality that comes around us. And that energy is actually fired up, and then let us move forward sometimes. However, many times that easily lowering our self-esteem as using ourselves as an punch bowls or sandbags, for example, like punching into own stomach and that doesn't guide us to an ideal situation. That doesn't mean that we are not necessary noticing the space that available for our growth. So let me channel this energy of self-love and acceptance as to getting into the season of harvest, that reflecting summer magic. This is a wonderful point of observing where we are, where we were, where we are aligning here now, always, at this present moment. Self-love in any area of our life, intimate relationship to your passion, relationship to your connection to society or work or family member or friend. It's natural to become frustrated when our expectation didn't meet us the way that we wanted to expect it. So what do we expect? When we embody something, that ideal experience, that yes, I would love to become that person, managing or experiencing this open-hearted, loving, skillful, powerful, gentle being, full of joy and abundance. And that's the vision and embodiment. And we are embodying each energy in each part of our beingness, resonating to the ideal new reality. That's the journey of becoming. And the energy around us changes according to our change we made within us, within our mind, within our feeling, within our entire energetic being. And the experience of this life being part of the universe, the world around us, is the under our skin and outside our skin, the world within and around. That connection, the resonance, the gear shifting in ways of growing. So as every life on earth grows, we as a human grow each and every moment, regardless of our willingness, unless otherwise it's died, dead. So idea is to consciously adjusting these gear shift in each area of one by one as a Rubik cube in one by one by one. And sometimes we are just focusing on one area and then rest of other area is such an unmatching patterns, but one dimension is perfectly ideal as we want it to. And then we learned that, gee, next time I would make it as better in this area also. And then we learn to adjust and adjust. And getting there is always chaos. And sometimes that we are unsure about, is this process taking to the ideal experience? And then sometimes we just want to stop it and giving up on that. Creation, too tired, too frustrated. Feels like there's no ending. It just seems like all the mess. What we can do is to knowing that we are creating multiple dimensions, aligning to the ideal new reality self that we chose, the vision in the matching resonance. Remember in the multi-cubic Rubik cube creation to make it as an getting closer and closer. That movement, when we stop it, because it's frustrating, because it's not fast enough, because it's too unclear, because maybe I made a mistake. It's whatever the reasons are. As long as we cannot support that act, the beginning initiation and the acting in the physical creation, then we're never gonna get there. We must trust that energy of faith that everything on earth grow naturally and it has harvest when we allow that to happen. When we make it happen, it's not gonna happen. We must allow that to come, knowing, and then allow that to come. In order to do so, we must love ourselves, no matter what. When we make mistake, gee, made a mistake, and I love myself. That affirmation, who else is gonna support you if you cannot support? Even everybody else support you except yourself, and then you're never gonna get a support truly from within. That's the magic of that creation of energy of faith. Expect that life force within us. Our job is to know what we like to experience and then act it out based on what's the best you can come up with. You thought it's the best, that's the best. And if failed, then you learn from that. That's the lessons. Notice the repeating patterns that guide into your success, or maybe repeating the same pattern that you feel, ouch, painful. On and on, so that when we notice, we have a power to redirect. That's the beginning to notice that pattern awareness with self-love. When we're beating up ourselves, then nothing is going to come out from the damaging self energy. And accept as it is. Well, I succeed. Well, I made a mistake. What was guiding here? What would make it better? At least want to avoid the same pattern. Scratch it. Act in a new way. Learn from it. That's what we are capable. Using a human function to change. No need to work hard, but to find the easiest way. Relax and faith, trusting the life energy within us, within you, all around us. Our choice is to take care of self-loving. Listen to own heart. What excites you? What's the easiest way? What would make it better? What would relieve this sensation called pain? What is bringing this negative emotion is to make it better in. The star shines because of the darkness. So the bringing stars, find it when experience darkest dark negative around our creation. This is Junior Universe. Hope something to bright up your conscious creation for this season of harvest. Loving self no matter what. Sometimes it's hard to find that lovable part of us. Come back here. I remind you all the time. The beauty within you, within us, all of us, as one energy, because we are loving creator, and we are love for one another. So stay within you, stay in your new reality, in your vision, no matter what. To make it better, becoming more resonance to who you are waiting and experiencing that wholehearted wishes. So now I like to give an intuitive reading using 3 minutes here together. To deliver the insight for whom requested energy reading. If you like to get the energy reading from me, intuitive reading, I've been providing this for over the last 15 years, mostly for our personal sessions. But here, as in a community service, using 3 minutes and quickly delivering the insight snapshot from the energy point of view, from my angle, about your life's curious matter, not someone else's, but your wondering about relationship, career path, spirituality, the curiosity in your life experience. I am more than happy to share my intuitive take view here with a free service as in a community service. When you request your reading, and that will help me to connect each of us as a listener, as in a one energy, facilitating the energy oneness to deliver the insight, and then all other listeners will be able to connect and send a good energy to your conscious creation while I'm delivering the insight to you. So you request your reading, helping our community to connect as one, and then get the intuitive insight from me. So it's a win-win-win situation. And if you feel that insight is totally off, and that's totally fine, because I believe that you are the most knowledgeable person about your life, and I totally respect that. So when we feel the resonance and take it, that information is yours. Either way, it's fine that when we notice, when you notice that this insight is totally off, and then you pretty much know about what would be resonating to what you are creating and looking for, and then that will make you a little bit closer to the clarity for the next step. So I appreciate your action, and most of the time that my reading is pretty future oriented, so it will take time to become aware of what I'm delivering as an insight here now. So it'd be ideal to take a note when your reading got chosen here for the 3 minutes reading. How do you request is to choose one simple symbol that represent what you are curious about. Let's say if it's the potato as in a symbol, and then let me know it's a potato as a symbol, and then the category of what you are curious about. Is that a love life, or is that a work, is that a family matter? And then that will help me to deliver that practical insight based on the energetic take, reading that symbol. So let's say today is picking from love life, and then all the symbols, I'm going to pick the symbol, and then I read the energy around the symbols, and then delivering with the word, connecting to the love life experience to be as an useful information. So that will help me delivering the insight. And where you can request, right? That's a good question. You can send me a personal message over Facebook, June Universe, personal message, or Twitter, June Universe. And then I realized that Twitter needs to be following both sides to send a message, perhaps. So if that's the case, please send me over Facebook or email, JuneUniverseNow@gmail.com. JuneUniverseNow@gmail.com. All right, so let me check that. 3 minutes, setting the timer. And the first symbol. Right, so on the Older listener, you, excuse me. I've been taking this off for weeks, and please bear with me that still kind of nervous about getting back to on track. So, old listener, you, when I'm delivering that 3 minutes intuitive insight, please send a good thought to that requesters as if they are experiencing their perfect way. And then at the same time, I would like you to choose the feeling that you would like to experience. This is very important and practical and useful for your personal creation and just the choosing one feeling. If you are going to the appointment now, or going to the office, or going to start the afternoon or evening, set that feeling you would like to experience being part of this energy of oneness. That will help you. The field energy would help you support aligning to your chosen state. So this is very practical and useful, and I would like to help you because you're helping us being connected as one. Together, we can have more as a team. So how do you do is to, if you're driving and just noticing that what kind of feeling you like to have, like I would like to be energized or open or loving or strong or powerful, positive or hopeful, you know, anything would be fine, inspired, these are all good too. And then if you are about to close in your eyes and maybe you want to have the feeling of calm, peaceful and abundance and kindness, loving, all these are good. And if you just for example experiencing the heaviness or challenges and painful situation or grief, and then maybe hopeful and nurturing, you know, feeding, soothing, cozy, these are good too. So what kind of energy you like to feel, write that down if you can. If you're driving, just notice and say it with your word 3 times, like energized, 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 you know, if you're driving. So I like to choose that. I like to feel inspired. That's what I would like to feel today. If you have a pen and paper handy, and I highly recommend you to do that, write that down. And then brain, using noticing this feeding, intuitively using a right side of a brain, and then write that word down is the left brain logics. Both side of the brain uses would really help us to embody it. It's like a practical, biologically, that is a useful way of using part of our function. Okay. All right. So then, first request, love life. I have here is pearl. Pearl, here is your 3 minutes. Pearl. I got the sense that there isn't a shiny pearls around the scene that I am noticing. I think it's openness and connectedness in the intimate level, that very spiritually soul connected, this relatedness. And I'm having the sense that some eggs are hatching. That doesn't mean that the baby is gonna come, but it's more of two of your created feeding in this relatedness is in that waiting period to be hunched. I'm getting the sense that the communication becoming smoother a lot and feeding your need really healthy way. It's not that heavy. It's very nurturing each of you to uplifting and soothing and keep it both of individual healthier because of this loving relationship. This energy makes my heart swing and smile as I'm a sunny day with the raining. You know, but with no umbrella, that doesn't mean that even the shower kind of challenging communication issues are happening between you. And then it's going out, like clear out quickly, as in a summer storm and sun shining over both of you, and clean up your heart, more open and deepening connection, as in a romantic, intimate partner. I'm having the sense that each has its unique way individually and not much so connecting in that individual field, but some mutual value, especially sort of like money making or career or connecting to the society with the professional service is very close, and that naturally bond as an strong, capable, tight relatedness as a nice masculine and feminine energy in a balanced way. I'm getting the sense that both of you are kind of cool and people admire the way that you relate as an ideal, nice, admirable couple, the way you connected. This is very ideal, mature love and couple. And I'm so excited this creative partnership as in a loving relationship. I'm getting the sense that next summer will be a major shift, and for the rest of the year, just enjoy getting there, because what you've been initiating, it's growing, and you will notice, even if it's not visible yet, but you feel it, and both of you are changing because of one another being part of this relationship. Sending good energy and loving energy and good luck to your creation. Thanks for your request. This is Pearl, category of love life. Ooh, I like this energy. This energy in relationship makes my cheek higher. Nice, I love that. Great. The next one is bell. Here is the bell. Okay, I'm getting the sense that two of you seems to be connecting as maturing what you've been creating. I'm getting a sense as an very settled both of you, as an noticing partner is always next to you as everyday existence, even that season asks you to be separated. I'm sensing that merry-go-round kind of coming back to this point and again in this month of October. And till next May, I feel this trend is going as you've been repeating for the past several years there in this relatedness. I'm getting the sense that there isn't a clean, trust, reliable feeling between you. And that is something holy, that trustworthy, that it's been there and will be there no matter what, because it's reflecting as a mirror for one another. I feel there is an authenticity and some kind of feminine passion energy underneath of it. And it would be nice to have that masculine energy as an more to give some accent in this particular stage of the relationship. How do we do is to just allow the flow come in instead of already knowing, so repeating and repeating. What if you stop that repeated pattern and then perhaps that newness could be coming, bringing in the little bit of initiator masculinity that will give a punch and bring that into a spices to get individuals' hidden part more active, to bring that passion again in between your connectedness. Good luck. I'm getting December will be a lot of fun, enjoyable time, amusing with that dancing together. That's what I'm seeing in around holiday season. Good luck. This is the Abel category of love life. Thanks for your request. Okay, the next one is onion. I'm getting the sense that this particular relationship, that feminine energy is really underneath, and seeing that intention to cultivate that femininity in a very grounding way, earthy way, and there isn't room to bring that into successful arena, I must say. I would like to see some activity. Feels like it's all settled, and knowing that this is this and that and that, and that's fine. Of course it's fine. However, it would be more flowing, something unexpected, in a sense of spontaneousness, would stimulate that heart to connect in unexpected way as in a communication to shine in for a gold star and sparkling that heart as in a couple. I'm getting the sense that you can stay as is, but some part of you want to have a little bit of activity and sexiness too. So highly encourage you to create something instead of holding on and embodying in it, but just throw some word or some spontaneous questions or events or emotional expression, regardless of the expected outcome from your point of view. The partner may give you back unbelievable surprises with the opening of the new phase to co-create your joy in this particular relationship. I'm getting the sense both of you are so open and natural and good resonance, But it's always nice to have the stimulated because, entertaining self and the second chakra, the orange, creativity and sexuality to have fun together as in a loving couple. Good luck. November would be a perfect timing to planning ahead to initiate something. Fun things to do it together. Good luck. This is Onion category of life path. Oh no, the love life. The last one is crown. Crown. Okay. I'm getting the sense that this particular relationship is nicely courted, very mature and considerate, and organized your way of feeding. And then the partner seems to be also aligning to that. However, that some heart, the caring heart towards one another is growing. At the time during before summer was a little bit skinny as a low attention, but now is each other is getting attention, and at some point at least a couple times a day that each of you are drawn to each other with that caring person as a human, as a loving, nurturing way that how can I help you to nurture? And I'm sensing that energy and willingness from both of you for one another. I think it's very healthy, and lots of new findings and newness is coming from individually. And once you have an opportunity to openly connect this newness based on this caring everyday little tiny things, it's going to be something magical. I'm feeling the sense that it's going to be next year, but this is the new trend started about a month ago, and it's continue until the next March. So that enjoy this little by little kind of connection and caring, and it would be nice to choosing the word to expressing about how you feel about the partner, and finding a way to ask how they are feeding. The new way of communicating, even the little tiny things about life. And that would be really important to learn and know about the other person is a lifelong partner or just a friend with benefit. I'm getting the sense that November, December, the holiday season will be as is going, and then the time will be the after Christmas, that towards a new year to the March. It feels like a far away, but it's coming soon. So enjoy each moment and communicate and express your heart with love. Good luck. This is the crown category of love life. Thanks for your request. You can also request your own intuitive reading about your life's curious matter, sending me a personal message over Facebook, June Universe, or send me an email, JuneUniverseNow@gmail.com, June, JUNE Universe, one word at now. gmail.com, JuneUniverseNow@gmail.com. Look forward to receiving and your request and intuiting your needs. So, how is your embodiment of your feeling that you like to experience? Mine is inspired. I'm so inspired connecting to this loving energy. So let us take a long, deep breath as to closing our connection today, counting 3-1 from the nose now. And knit it out slowly. Thanks for joining. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.